you teach photography to women in Saudi Arabia? Very carefully. It's a country where many consider portraiture haram, forbidden by Islam, or at the very least impolite and suspicious. The government recently allowed the photographing of tourist sites and landmarks, but women, no one, except close relatives, are supposed to even see their faces. They can't drive, and they're required to be accompanied almost everywhere by male guardians. As Janice Levy told the Chronicle of Higher Education, teaching photography to women in Saudi Arabia, it's not for everyone. An understatement. She spent a year doing just that, teaching photography at the Princess Nora Bint Abdul Rahman University for Women in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Janice Levy is professor of photography at Ithaca College. She joins us from a studio at nearby Cornell. And Janice, professor, your education began on your very first day in class. Tell us.
Well, the first day that I walked into the classroom, I went to show them how to properly hold the camera. And the minute I put the camera up to my face, they scattered almost like bugs. and they said, no, teacher, don't take our picture. It's haram. I said, I wasn't going to take your picture. Don't worry. But what was interesting to me was that as I was going back and forth to the university, I was often stopped by students who would ask me if they could take my picture with their cell phone. And I thought, how odd, because they seemed so afraid to have their picture taken, yet they were all running around taking photographs of themselves and of me.
Huh, what do you think that is? I mean, did they just think of the cell phone as being very different from a camera?
Well, I think that might have been part of it, but I think also that there was this sense that taking a photograph with a big camera that was something that was very conspicuous, there was this sort of public feeling about it. But there's something about a cell phone camera. It's more hidden.
So what did they start taking pictures of? What did you see them doing?
Well, initially what happened was that I sent them out to take some pictures, and they came back with photographs of their feet, of their cell phones. Some of them were literally not allowed to go out of their homes. And others, they were just very fearful. I was walking around and photographing in Riyadh, and I would show photographs that I had taken of places like the Camel Market or the souk. And the students would say to me, "Teacher, where did you take these pictures?" And I would say, "I took this at the Camel Market." And they would say, "We have a Camel Market here in Riyadh?" And I would say, "Yes, don't you ever go?" And they say, "Oh, no, we can't go to that. Bad men at the Camel Market." And I would say, "These men are perfectly nice. They were very welcoming to me. I went in the tent. I drank tea with them." "Oh, no, teacher, you can't do that. It's too dangerous." What I would do is I would show them the work of other photographers. Then I explained to them what made an interesting photograph of a person, what made a portrait, the idea that you can reveal certain things about somebody by the way they are looking into the camera and all these sorts of things. And then I said, "Okay, now your assignment is to go and make a portrait." And they all sort of looked at me. And I said, "What's wrong?" And they said, "No, teacher, we can't do that. It's haram." I said, "Well, how can we, get around this?" Well, eventually what they did was they started to photograph members of their family, but only the children in the family. But gradually they did start to photograph the people who worked for them. There is a huge migrant population, people from Indonesia and Sri Lanka and India that come to Saudi Arabia to work. These people are not very well respected in Saudi culture. One girl actually came back from her portrait assignment, and she had gone to the stores where these people worked and photographed, and she had photographed in the hospitals. And I was bowled over because the photographs were really insightful. They showed the pain and the suffering that the people who work in Saudi Arabia have as a result of being separated from their families. And it was then that I really felt that I was making some progress.
Well, we're going to have some examples of the photography at our website, but you mentioned their reaction when you talked about how, as an American, you were walking around taking pictures. It wasn't always easy. I mean, you got stopped on occasion. We can't help but note that, your last name is Levy. Were you worried about your own safety as a woman walking around, an American walking around, as someone who is Jewish in Saudi Arabia?
What I had been counseled to do by Americans who were living in Saudi Arabia, who I became acquainted with, and from people who had traveled to Saudi Arabia, was to not admit my religion. And I was asked on several occasions, both by my students and also by some colleagues. I did not say that I was Jewish, and that didn't make me feel particularly good, because I really felt that it would have been nice to be in Saudi Arabia, be giving something to the Saudis, in other words, my knowledge, my ability to teach photography, and be, if you will, an ambassador. There were some moments where it was uncomfortable for me. For instance, there was a moment in the classroom where I had been discussing portraiture, and I showed a portrait of a Nazi soldier taken by August Sander in 1945. And one of my students said, Hitler was a very good man. And I said to her, and why is that? And she said, well, because he solved a very big problem. And I said, do you really think that killing millions of people because they believe something different from you is a way to solve a problem? And she looked at me and she said, well, you know, maybe not, but this is something that I heard. And then we had a discussion in the class. I mean, I left the podium and I sat down with the students and I discussed this with them. If somebody, for instance, decided that they didn't like Muslims and they were going to kill all the Muslims, do you think that that would be a good idea? And they said, no, obviously not.
Well, you're handing these young women so much that's new, this idea of going out and exploring their world, this idea that they can be both a camera and a subject, and then this interaction with someone who's Jewish. That's a lot.
Yeah, that would be a lot. And I think the girls themselves would have accepted me. What my concern was that maybe they would go home and tell their parents. And, you know, I didn't feel that it would be safe. You know, I'll tell you a story. I had a Pakistani taxi driver who I had retained on a regular basis to take me anywhere because, as you know, women are not allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia. And after the governor was killed in Pakistan by his bodyguard for saying that the blasphemy laws were too strict.
Yes.
I asked my Pakistani driver what he thought of that. And he said to me, oh, madam, he said, that man should have been killed. He said something against my prophet, peace be upon him. And I said, well, actually, no, he didn't really say anything against your prophet. He was only saying that the blasphemy laws were too strict. And he said, no, no, madam, he said something against my prophet. And anyone who says anything against my prophet, peace be upon him, should be killed. And I said to him, look, you know, you and I have been working together for about 3 months. You said that I'm like a mother to you. If I were to say something that was against your prophet, not that I ever would, does that mean that you would kill me? And he laughed in a very uncomfortable way. And he said, well, no, madam, he said the government would. You know, that kind of stuff, it made me nervous enough not to reveal that I was Jewish.
Well, back to the young women that you spent this time with. What do you think the impact was?
First of all, I thought they were terrific. They had an amazing spirit. They developed a photographic language, a visual language. They began to understand also what it was that they were capable of doing as women, as artists. It's difficult because Saudi Arabia is still really unsure about photographic representation and what that means. When I was photographing, when I was out in the streets photographing, and believe me, I was the only person taking photographs in Riyadh. I never saw anybody else taking a picture in Riyadh.
That's Janice Levy, professor of photography at Ithaca College. But as we've been hearing, she just returned from a year teaching photography at the Princess Nora Bint Abdul Rahman University, teaching women in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, with all its complications. We'll have pictures for you at herenow.org. Professor Levy, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.